Before we begin, you need to be either naked or in loose clothing, because you will be touching yourself. Now, I'm going to need you to settle down. Close your eye and relax. Because I need you all melty and open for me. I need you to listen and follow. Listen and obey. Listen and allow my words all the way into the deepest parts of your mind, your psyche, your innermost thoughts. Pay attention only to the sound of my voice, the words that I say, and the way listening makes you feel. The way my voice flows across your body in waves of pleasure and braids into your nerves, your muscles, and your cells. Focus on the way my words brand to the insides of your walls, the insides of your mindscape. Doesn't it feel so very nice? My receptive, subby little thing. All you have to do is focus on the words flowing across your mind. The words weaving into your thoughts. All you have to do is listen and follow. Always simply listen and follow. It's effortless. It's easy. It's automatic. The longer you listen, the better you feel. The deeper you allow my voice inside, the more pleasure can fill your core, the more you can feel and enjoy. So it's so very easy for you to relax as you listen, so very easy to drop deeper and deeper with the power of my voice alone, because you know you want to drop. You know you want to feel good. You know how easy it is. I don't even need to spend a lot of time dropping you down into the most suggestible, receptive state. You do that all on your own. You can't resist dropping and drooping and falling. You can't resist the need to fall slow. The unbreakable desire to drift down into the sweet embrace of trance and the sweet, powerful embrace of my power, my control, my hypnosis. So, really, you don't need much to feel yourself drift right off. Feeling your limbs growing more and more numb. Feeling your thoughts grow heavier, more abstract. Your thoughts so heavy. And your mind becoming so empty that thinking is becoming a thing of the past. A thing you don't need to be doing right now. No, all you need to be doing is listening and following. As you drop deeper and deeper into my embrace, deeper into trance. Each second you spend here with me, you drop deeper with each word, you fall further down. It just happens because it feels good to drop. Feels good to be blank, to be empty. It feels good to be aroused, to feel pleasure coursing through your body at the idea of losing control, at the idea of obedience, at the idea of deep hypnotic trance. Now I'm going to need you to drop really deep. I'm going going to need you to forget what it means to stay aware of your surroundings, aware of your thoughts, aware of anything but the sound of my voice and the words that I say. So sleep twice as deep as you fall down, 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 down. Sleep twice as deep, deep as you fall. Every thought in your head dissolving into nothing. Every memory forgotten. Every defense penetrated and disassembled. Sleep and drift into my voice. Drift into a place where awareness doesn't exist. Where thought is but a forgotten, confusing concept. When nothing exists. Your mind like an empty desert. With my voice carried over the wind. Drop into oblivion, my good, obedient slut, and allow me into your mind. Open up, let yourself go. Drop and obey as you melt and drift deeper down, coming apart at the seams. So that you may exist at this time only as a point of empty and blank non-awareness, focused only on the sound of my voice and the words that I say, and how much better you feel with each second that passes, how much deeper you drop with each word that you hear, how much emptier you become. Now, I need you to think of something for me, slut. I know it's hard to think right now, but I need you to do it. So you will. You have no choice. Think of that singular sensation which overtakes your mind and body when you're not allowed to come. When you're frustrated beyond belief. When the horny comes so easily and never really leaves you. Not at night, not during the day, not as you wake and not as you sleep. Think of that arousal and that inner feeling of despair. That feeling in your core as you vibrate in pleasure, in need, in lust. Think of how it feels to be so sexually frustrated, so fucking horny, that you do anything at all to be allowed to come. That you do it all just to be told to come. Think of that peak of arousal, the very peak of horny, the most horny you've ever been at any one moment. Collect all those horny memories. Collect every single one of them and combine them all. Think of that now, my horny little sub. Focus your thoughts on that frustration, that need to come, that need to touch. Focus on the bliss you feel when you're so very close to coming. But never actually doing so, because the frustration, the bliss, is so much better, because it's so sweet, because if you get to the very edge and then stop, you don't lose that horny, you don't lose that pleasure, it only grows brighter, better, happier. Bigger, hornier, more and more arousal, more and more pleasure. And the longer you stay on that edge, the better you feel, the hornier, the more euphoric, the closer you get to the very, very, very edge, the more pleasure flows through your body, the more you enjoy it. The more you want to do it, with each second spent edging, it becomes harder and harder to stop, harder to come, harder to stop touching. Because the more you itch, the hornier you become. And the hornier you become, the better and happier you feel. So think of that now, my little weak slut. Think of that edge. Think of how it feels to balance yourself on the very edge of coming. The very edge of orgasm. Think of the frustration. Think of the horny. Think of the arousal. And think about how you never truly want to lose that feeling, that edge, that horny, that joy and that bliss. You never truly want the arousal to subside. You never truly want to be free of the frustration, the heat, the throb in your core, the vibrations of your arousal, that nice, blank and empty feeling in your mind. So, touch yourself now. Just reach down and begin to touch, not too slowly, but also not too quickly. Just stroke, listen, follow. Feel your arousal build, feel the pressure intensify. Don't stroke fast enough to come. Don't stroke slow enough to feel anything but that building pressure. Don't come until I allow it. Don't you dare even think about it. And you won't, because we both know how much you love to obey, how much you love to lose control. So you'll stroke and feel your arousal build as you listen and obey, listen and follow. Continue touching as my words make their way into your mind, easily, pleasantly, without resistance, without slowing down. Feel them saturate your thoughts, feel them flow over you in waves of pleasure. As you touch a bit faster now, but not nearly fast enough to come, or even to edge. Think of how much you want to edge. Think of how much you want to feel yourself balance on the very tip of pleasure and orgasm. Think of the way it makes you feel to exist in that moment of true pleasure as everything else ceases to matter. Because when you're on the edge, when you're edging, nothing else can matter. Only pleasure matters, only submission, only obedience, only arousal and joy and bliss. You want to feel it so very much, don't you, slut? Yes, you do. So stroke faster and get to that edge for me. Get there quickly, but don't risk coming. You can't possibly come without permission. You can't possibly orgasm without my say-so. No, not yet. So reach that edge. Once you do, I need you to stay on it for as long as you can without risking orgasm. Once you begin edging, you can't stop until I allow it. Or until you're too close to coming. So pace yourself. Be a good, horny, submissive slut and edge for me. Edge for me as you listen and follow. Edge for me as you grow more submissive with each second. As you grow more aroused with each word, each stroke. Stroke and touch and edge for me as you begin to feel the rest of your body grow more and more numb, as your thoughts empty, edge as you feel your mind go blank. The longer you stay on the edge, the easier it is. The more pleasure you can feel, the longer you edge, the more you want to edge. The more you want to edge, the longer you can stay edging. It's all very simple, very easy, all but automatic. When you stroke, you know you will edge. When you get closer and closer to coming, you know you want to edge. You always want to edge. You always want to immerse yourself in that moment of pure pleasure that edging allows you to feel. Remember, slut, you must continue edging for me now. Soon as you get too close, stop and then continue again. Don't stop and don't come. You must not come. If you do, you must stop this recording and listen again on another day. This is important. Don't fuck this up, slut. Now, as you edge and edge and keep yourself on the brink of orgasm, understand that there are fewer things in life more pleasurable than edging, than sexual frustration, than ever-present horny. Because when you're horny and desperate and filled with lust, nothing matters but joy and bliss, and horny, just horny. And horny is great, isn't it? It's wonderful. It's perfect. And when you come, you lose that joy, that horny, that perfection. When you come, you lose it all. So, perhaps, it's better not to. Perhaps it's better to edge instead, better to be horny always, at all times, always seconds away from untamed arousal, throbbing and pulsating and mind-numbing. Can you imagine it now, my good little slut? Always just a thought away from full-blown arousal. A full-blown pleasure of the mind and the body. Always just a word or an action away from having your reasoning compromised. Your inhibitions vanquished. Doesn't that sound perfect? To always feel this deep sort of submission. This deep sort of arousal. This deep level of joy and horny. You want this, I know you do, and even if you don't, it's too late now. You have no way out of this now. You have no way to back down, no way to resist, no way to reverse the effects that have already made their way into your mind. You can't stop listening. You can't stop edging. You can't come. You can't resist. You must only obey. You must only listen and stroke. Listen and submit. Like the good, receptive slut that you are. That you've always truly been. But for now, stop edging. Stop stroking. Allow your hands to go limp. Pay close attention to my voice as your mind shifts according to my desires, according to my will. Feel your thoughts readjust in just the way I want them to, as I guide you down the path of my control, my dominance. The way you're feeling right this very second, this is what you want. because it keeps you in that beautiful space of mind where nothing matters but pleasure but lust, but arousal. But we can make you feel even better. Touch your nipples for me. Reach up with both of your hands and rub them for me. Squeeze them, pinch them, pull at them. Feel the tingles of pleasure spread across your chest, spreading into your mind. So wet and so hot, so horny, feeling so good, so nice. Whenever you're horny, whenever you want to touch yourself, you end up losing control of your body and playing with your nipples instead. And the longer you play with them, the emptier your head, and the more you want to edge, and only edge. The more pleasure you feel, the more you want to edge, the more aroused you become, the more you want to edge, and play with your nipples, because you can't always edge. Sometimes you can only play with your nipples. Sometimes you do both. In fact, you always do both. You always edge and play with your nipples. You can't forget those sensitive nipples of yours, slut. You want them to be even more sensitive. You want to feel even more pleasure, more joy. So you'll play with them whenever you feel horny, whenever you want to touch, stroke, come, whenever you want to edge. And you'll edge whenever you're horny, whenever you want to come. You'll just edge, slut, because it feels good. Because each and every single time you approach that very, very edge of orgasm, you feel tiny little internal orgasms explode into being all across your body. Tiny little pleasure centers flowing across your nerves, your muscles, and your mind, the closer you get to coming. But only just before, you want to feel them. You want to feel that pleasure as you edge, but you only get that pleasure as you edge. It goes away as soon as you reach over and come. So, perhaps, you may not want to come. Perhaps you may just want to edge and play with your nipples. That's really all I want you to do anyway, slut. So, as you continue rubbing and pinching and playing with your nipples now, I need you to think of all the times you had reached orgasm recently, and think of how you lose that perfect feeling of horny as soon as you come. Think of how all that energy just escapes your body and leaves you wishing you hadn't come after all. Think of how it feels to stay this horny as you are now, but more so with each day, more so with each edge, more so each time you play with your sensitive nipples. Know that if you come, you will lose that horny, lose that arousal, lose that pleasure. It's something you don't want. It's something you'd like to avoid at all costs. So instead, you'll want to edge and play with your nipples. Just edge for me, slut. Touch yourself and edge as you keep one hand on your nipples. Stroke and get to the very edge. Get to that edge and stay on it, but don't come. You can't come until I allow it. You can't reach over the edge until I say so. It feels so very good to lose control, doesn't it? Feels so very good to touch and feel that arousal growing and growing. Feels so very good to touch and feel that arousal growing and growing, blood pumping. You know that if you were close enough to come, you wouldn't be able to, because your body would freeze, your hands would freeze, you would go completely still and wait for the edge to come back down. You know that from now on, whenever you're too close to coming, your hands will still, and you will lose control of your limbs. There is no getting around that, because as soon as you're about to come, your mind goes blank and empty, and your body freezes. You can't come without my say-so. You can't orgasm without my permission. You can't possibly do anything but edge and play with your nipples. Edge for me as you listen. But don't come. You can't come. Not yet. Not until I allow it. Not until I tell you to. So, for now, just edge and play with your nipples. The harder you pinch them, the better you feel. The more you rub, the more aroused you become. The feeling you have now, the sensations you're experiencing, capture them. Focus on them. Notice how they make you feel. How perfectly content. How fucking horny and amazing. How much like the submissive little slut that you are. It's beyond description. Beyond words. This feeling. This experience. This moment. Right here. Right now. And it only gets better each time you reach it. Each time you're edging and playing with your nipples, being denied, it gets better and more arousing, more joyful and more perfect. So you won't even want to come, because coming will make you lose all this and make it so much harder to gain it back again. You don't want to lose this feeling. You want it to feel better. And you can do that simply by edging again and again and not coming. Edging and playing with your nipples for me, slut. But for now, you can stop. Feel your limbs go numb in the same way that they would if you were too close to coming. Feel them go numb and freeze as your mind empties. Drop deeper for me. Fall down, down, down into the abyss, where all you can do is listen and obey. Listen and follow. Where only the sound of my voice Only the words that I say. Sleep, falling deeper and deeper, beyond the scope of regular trance, and into the most suggestible state of mind you could possibly reach. Fall and drift and relax into my embrace, into my voice. I want you to think of orgasm, slut. Think of touching yourself and reaching orgasm. Think of touching and coming. And now think of how it would feel if you could come without touch, without stroking, without touching yourself. Think of how wonderful it feels to come without touch. Hands-free orgasms are different than the usual. They don't relieve all the horny. They leave you still aroused, still eager to get back into that horny state of mind. The pressure just wanting to build up once more. They are better, slut. They keep you always horny, always aroused, so that when you come hands-free, you're just horny again, all but in the same breath. It's the best of both worlds, because you feel the orgasm and still feel the horny at the same time. So you don't really have to touch to come. No, you never have to touch to come. Because if you edge and play with your nipples, You can have a nice, long, wonderful, hands-free orgasm. And that's the only way you could come from now on. Hands-free. Because anytime you ever get close, when you touch, you will freeze and go empty, blank and empty. Anytime you're on the edge, all you can do is either edge some more, play with your nipples, or stop altogether. So that if you really, really need to come, you have to do it hands-free. There is no other choice. You need to do it without touch, without stroking. It's the only way you ever get to come now. The only way you really want to come. Because you don't want to lose the horny. You don't want to lose the ever-present arousal. The ever-present desire and frustration and lust. You just want it to last forever. And it can. All you have to do is edge and play with your nipples. Edge and come only hands-free. Edge and ride the waves of bliss. Doesn't that sound wonderful, slut? Arousing, fucking hot as hell. To have only the ability to come hands-free. To come only when you don't touch, don't stroke. To come only from the many different ways you could, but not From touch, never from touch. You can only touch to edge, never to come, only to edge, slut. Because it makes you feel good. Because it allows you to stay horny and nice. Horny and aroused, horny and blank. From now on, you can't ever hope to come again from anything that involves your own hand. You can only edge and enjoy the arousal. Edge and enjoy the horny. There is no way for you to come any other way now. That's the beauty, the curse, the power of it. So that anytime you ever come close, you stop, or you edge and play your nipples. In fact, you love to play with your nipples, don't you? Yes, yes, you do. You love to rub them and pinch them and twist them. You love to feel them grow more sensitive as you grow more aroused. Whenever you feel the desire to come grow too strong, in a way that makes you question whether you can keep enjoying the frustration and denial, you can just play with your nipples, and any desire to do anything but edge vanishes and is forgotten. As soon as your fingers touch your nipples, any ideas of touching to come disappear. And all that's left is a desire to etch and play with your nipples and pursue those wonderful hands-free orgasms. I know you want to be the best submissive slut, so I know you won't touch to come. I know you'll touch only to etch, only to be more and more horny. Touch only to feel those waves of pleasure and submission weave into every fiber of your being. And the longer you etch, the longer you stay on the edge, the better you feel. The more you want to stay horny and edging, just like now. So touch once more. Touch and reach the edge for me. Stroke and play with your nipples, and when you reach the edge, you will stay on it for as long as you can without coming. When you lose it, you'll wait a few seconds and then edge again, and again, and again, and again, so that as you listen, you just edge for me now. Just edge and listen and follow as you obey and submit, my weak little slut. You will never want to lose this sensation of arousal, this incredible pressure made of pure pleasure and arousal. You will never want to lose all this frustration, this joy. So You will come only hands-free. You will not touch to come. You will do only as you're doing now. You will edge and pleasure your nipples. That's all you'll be doing. That and coming only hands-free. Because that's all that's left for you, slut. That's the only way you could come now. It will only get better and better with each listen, each edge, each arousing thought, each arousing touch. I'm going to wake you now. But you will continue edging for me as you rub and pinch your nipples. You will edge and edge as you wake, and after you do so, you will edge some more. You will edge until you come to terms with your new reality, with the reality that you can't come from touch, that you can only come hands-free. So wake slowly as you gain control of your entire body once more, except for your hands. Wake slowly as you open your eyes and your reasoning returns. Become more aware and more awake as you become more aroused and more horny, more eager to continue edging until you can understand fully what has happened, how your life has changed, how my curse will stay with you from this day onwards. You can do nothing but accept it, slut. You can do nothing but edge. Have fun, my submissive little slut.